It looks like you folks have had an inspection. Am I correct?
Yes. We completed a bridge inspection and found an issue with corroded piling under one of the piers on the bridge that is southbound between Mesaba Avenue and 21st Avenue East.
When was the inspection conducted?
The problem was identified last Friday.
Last Friday. And when do you expect to close? Number one, what stretch are we talking about that's going to be closed in, and when is that going to be closed?
All right. So as we speak, our maintenance crew is putting up signing to detour traffic. We're going to be closing I-35 from 5th Avenue West to 21st Avenue West. We'll be closing the I-35 on-ramps at Lake, 5th Avenue West, and Mesaba in the southbound direction. Northbound will be open as normal. You can get on I-35 at 26th or 21st, but you're going to have to exit at 5th West.
And let me ask you, how long do you think it's going to take?
It's too soon to say for sure. We're really hopeful that this is going to be in the range of a week or so, but it's kind of a complicated situation. The bridge is there because there's really soft soils, and we're going to have to do some temporary supports of the pier in order to do a more long-term repair, and we're not sure how long it's going to take to do the temporary supports because there's not very good soil for bearing of those temporary shoring supports.
Now, in this project, are you just making a temporary fix, or is this, we are fixing the problem?
This will be the permanent fix or a long-term fix for this pier once we start the work. So hopefully it's something that once we get the material excavated from under this concrete structure and get access to it to work on, it shouldn't take too long to complete the work.
Now, let me ask you, when I think of, and I want to be careful, I don't want to sound sensational, but when I think of a bridge issue, the last issue that sticks out to me, and I know a different state and all, but in Wisconsin, I don't know if you're familiar with the Leo Frigo Memorial Bridge.
Absolutely.
And I'm just wondering, was there a telltale sign with this issue where there was buckling or something of effect, or was it?
Absolutely no signs of failure. We're doing our routine inspections on this bridge, and over the last, there's 1,300 piles under this bridge. And over the last year or so, we've noticed that some of the piling had deterioration at the ground line. And we're actually working on repairing some that we had identified when we found this particular problem, where all the piling under one particular pier were deteriorated in a very difficult to see and access location. So this is the first time that we've ever been able to look in that location, and we found this problem and we reacted as quickly as we could.
And just to summarize again, you don't have a firm timetable, but you're hoping for about a week.
Yes. Okay. We're hoping it's in the range, more in the range of a week than longer. Yes.
Okay. Any idea how much it might cost to do this all?
No idea at this point in time.
Okay. You wanted to clarify that detour route that's going to go into effect.
Yep, that's correct. So if you're coming from the Highway 61, then towards I-35, our detour route is going to be London Road to 12th Avenue East. And then from 12th Avenue East, we would go up to 3rd Street and then follow 3rd Street to Mesaba, down to Michigan Street, and then get on to I-35 at 21st Avenue West. And that's the clarification is I said 14th Avenue East earlier.
Okay. And what we're talking about, the stretch, just to make sure, because I had someone just run in and ask me, they said, well, wait a second, are you talking 21st Avenue East, between 5th and 21st Avenue East, or are you talking between 5th and 21st Avenue West?
5th West and 21st Avenue West is closed, going southbound, 5th West.
5th West.
So right downtown, by the deck where you could get on, we're closing it. We're taking everybody off at that point.
Okay.
From there to the can of worms.